Dear people who keep company with God, in the Old Testament days, the glory of the Lord manifested externally like a cloud, Exodus 40 and 34. In the New Testament, the glory of God also manifests externally, Matthew 17, 2 and verse 5. But that's not all. We have more of the glory than the Old Testament saints. We actually carry the glory of God around with us in our spirits. 2 Corinthians 4:6. For God, who said, "Light shall shine out of darkness," is the one who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. Colossians 1, verse 27. God willed to make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. It is important to understand the methods the Lord uses in our life to develop, grow, and manifest the glory that resides in us. One of the ways is enduring trying circumstances and difficulties in this life. 2 Corinthians 4:17. For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison. In this world we will have trouble. John 16:33. However, the Lord uses the trouble the enemy brings our way to develop and demonstrate His glory in and through us. The more pressure that we have on our outer man, the more the glory of God will flow mightily from within us if we will cooperate with the Holy Spirit in these critical moments of our life. In a very real sense, the thing the enemy uses to try to destroy or stop us is the thing God uses to release the aroma of Christ through us. 2 Corinthians 2:14. There is another preferred method. It is taking the time and quieting yourself before the Lord, putting your focus on just being in His manifest presence. When we do this over a period of time, an awakening begins to happen in us. It is a deep calling to deep. Psalm 42:7. The external glory awakens the internal glory in us. 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror of the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord, the Spirit. When we focus on the Lord's glory, seek His glory and take the time to be in the glory of His presence, a transformation takes place in our lives. What is inside of us begins to manifest in our speech, touch, attitude, eyes, and the atmosphere around us. This is one of the greatest ways we can change the atmosphere in a place by the glory within us being released through us. I know many sincere believers who have put a focus on beholding the Lord, but after a short time, stop when it appears nothing is happening. Understanding the phrase, beholding as in a mirror, can help us with this. In the ancient world, mirrors were not like the mirrors of today. It would be like looking at yourself in a pool of water, a very dim reflection. In fact, Paul explained this to the Corinthians previously in 1 Corinthians 13:12. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Many times as we spend time in His presence, we may not feel anything, sense anything, or be conscious of anything happening. What we are experiencing in those times is the dim reflection of the glory of the Lord. Do not be deceived. There is a transformation occurring inside us that we are not aware of. Moses was completely unaware of the glory affecting him as he spent time in God's presence. Exodus 34:29 30. His face was shining so much, he later covered it with a veil. 1 Corinthians 3:13. If we will allow it and give the Lord the opportunity, he will demonstrate and reveal his glory in and through us. Many blessings. Byron Whicker.